Matthew chapter 11. Familiar passage ought to be to you, at least Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1. I'm going to try to stay off that stool again, see how I do. Last time it's kind of rough, but it sure is a lot more fun to preach when you move around than when you're sitting up here, I tell you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 says this, "And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end commanding His 12 disciples, He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities." Verse 2, "Now when John," this is John the Baptist, "John the Baptist is thrown in prison for telling, you know, Philip is not lawful to have his brother's wife," and they throw him in prison. Later he gets his head cut off and all that. Verse 2, "Now when John the Baptist had heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, 'Art thou he that should come?'" Talking about the Lord. "Are you the one that come, or do we look for another? Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another?" I mean, here's John the Baptist, as great as he was. He's in prison that day, and all the things that John saw and done, we'll talk about a little bit this morning. All that's going on, and he's over there, Miss Martha, and he's sitting in prison, and he tells Jesus' disciples, he said, "Go and ask him, say, hey, are you the right one or not?" What a thing to say, Brother Al, denying the Lord there. Hey, are you the right one? And Jesus says this, verse number 4, "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Go and show John again.'" Go and show him again those things which you do see and hear. "The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he whomsoever should not be offended." I want you to notice that word there in verse 4, "Go and show John again." And I will preach a little bit on again this morning. Again. Little words have big meanings, by the way. I've taught that many times. And this is a biggie. And that word again, you know what it tells me, number one? It tells me that this is not the first time that John's heard this. This is not the first time John's seen this. He's seen it many times. He's heard it many times. And he's over there doubting God and doubting the Lord in prison, as great as he was. And he says, "Hey, are you the right one, or do we look for another one?" And Jesus says, "You just go tell it, John, again. Go tell him again the things you've seen and heard." Again. He saw the miracles of Jesus many times. John saw a lot of things over and over and over and over again. But you know what? Sometimes we just got to hear it again and again and again and again and again and again. I like that joke I've given you before. About that preacher got up there, and a new preacher came into church, and he preached that message. And the next Sunday morning he preached the same message. And the next Sunday morning, Miss Martha preached the same message. And the next Sunday morning, he preached the same message. And after about he preached the same message about 5 times, one of the deacons came to him and said, "Preacher, we love that message. That was a good message. But," they said, "do you have another one?" And he said, "When you get this one down, we'll move on to the next one." Amen. Sometimes I feel like I just need to preach it over and over and over and over and over and over again. We just got to hear it again and again and again and again. It's amazing how much we forget, how many things we hear. And when you get up here, preachers, you know what we're doing? Normally us preachers, we're just giving you something you've heard before. If you've been saved a while and you've been at a good church that feeds you the Word of God, and you got a preacher that prepares the message and gives you something, just get up there and doesn't grab a text and waste your time, but he's feeding you and give you something. After you've heard 35 or 40 messages, Brother Al, you've done heard it all. You done pretty much heard everything. Now we get up here and we flavor and we got to give you nuggets and we try to give you some illustrations and things you hear, but we're just repeating the same thing over and over and over again, and we need to hear it again and again and again and again, just like John the Baptist. Hey, are you the right one, or do we look for another one? Hey, go and show John again the things you've seen and heard. And we need to hear that. I'm going to give you a few things about that this morning. We need to hear it again. Go show John again. You know why? I'll tell you the first reason, real simple. This is profound. We forget. Isn't that profound? We forget. We have a tendency to forget. It was amazing to me. I write down every message I preach. I keep a log of everybody that's here. I keep a log of anybody that comes to altar. I keep details of every message I've ever preached, pretty much. So I know what I preach, see? But I have to go back and look at it. If you ask me today, what did you preach last week? Sometimes I can't tell you. A couple of weeks ago, we were pulling names out of a hat. Verses out of a hat, me and Chris was preaching a couple of weeks ago. And you know what I pulled out? Philippians 4:4. You remember that? Miss Martha says, she said, what verse did you get? I said, Philippians 4:4. And I was getting ready to turn to her. She said, hey, you preached on that last Sunday. That's what she told me. I said, are you sure? She said, look it up. I looked it up, rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I said, hey, I've forgotten. She remembered, bless her heart. I'd have preached the same message. Hey, I've got messages reading my Bible for Brother Hal, and I sit there working on that message for 30 minutes, for 2 hours, and I thought, man, it sure does sound familiar. Maybe I preached this before. And I go look back. Yeah, sure enough. Go look at my notes. Exactly the same outline. You know what we have to do? We have a tendency to forget. Told John again the things you see and heard. I saw Dennis the Menace the other night. He's a hoot. You know, Dennis, Miss Marthy, he came to the breakfast table that morning and he had a string on all his fingers tied. And he did. He said, Dennis, what do you have a string on that finger for? He said, well, Dad, I got a string on this finger to remind me that there's a string on this finger. And he said, the string on this finger is to remind me about the string on that finger. And he got to this finger and he said, the string on this finger, the last one, he said, I forgot why I put it on there. He gave a string to remember, and remember, and he forget. You say, why? We need to hear it again and again and again because we forget. Take your Bible, turn over to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Listen, if John the Baptist is going to forget, you and I are going to forget. We need to hear it again and again and again and again and again. We need to read the Bible again and again and again. And you say, why? We forget. John chapter 1 says about John the Baptist, man, he was a great man. John chapter 1 verse 6 said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him, through John, would believe. John was the one. The Bible said in Luke chapter 1 that he was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb, it said. Nobody else had that. The name John means God is gracious. Look at John chapter 1 verse 28. John chapter 1 verse 28. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan where John was baptizing. Look what happened. And the next day, John seeing Jesus coming unto him, said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Flip over to Matthew chapter 3. I mean, John was the one that revealed the world, the Lord Jesus to the world, said, behold, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the world. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, John was a great man. You and I would never be close to the Lord as what John was. We'd never see what John saw. We never had the ministry John had. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Matthew 3:13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. And Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it be so for now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill our righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open. Look at this. And unto him, and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hey, John saw all that. John saw it. John saw heaven open, man. He saw the Holy Ghost come down like a dove, Brother Ben. He heard a voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I don't know about you, Miss Rachel, but that would have kept me going a few days. But he didn't. There's John the Baptist, as great as he was, he's sitting in prison. Hey, go ask Jesus, is he the one or do he look for another? What happened? He forgot. You know what we do? We forget. You know what Jesus said? Go and show John. Again, we need to hear it again and again and again. You say, why? We forget. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. You know what we do? We forget. We forget how good the Lord is. We forget God. We forget. That's why we go to church. Preacher's job to remind you and get you back on focus. You say, why? We forget. Listen, brethren, if John the Baptist is going to forget, if he's going to start doubting God, if he's going to start doubting the Lord Jesus Christ, you better believe we're in trouble. We'll forget. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, you know what the preacher's job is to do? We're to make you remind you. We're to repeat it over and over and over again. To remind you how good God is. We repeat it over and over again. Read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. Get in church. Tithe, do the things you're supposed to do over and over and over again. You say, why? We forget. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Here's old Peter saying, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you. Verse, wrong verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Yea, I think it is meet, as long as I am this tabernacle, watch this, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. You know what that word, that stir you up, it means? It means to disturb. It means to agitate you. It's like a washing machine, that word. It stirs you up. You know what the preacher's job is? He's to try to stir you up and agitate you and get you right with God. Try to get you closer to God. You say, how? By putting you in remembrance and repeating it again and again and again. And again. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, here he is again. Let me tell you, Peter was a preacher. I love what old Sam Jones, the old time Methodist preacher, said one time. He lived in the 1800s. He was a great man of God up in the early 1900s. And he said, Brother Howe, he said this. He said, when I first started preaching, I was afraid I'd make somebody mad. But he said, after I got preaching a few years, he said, I was afraid I wouldn't make them mad. You know what a preacher's job is? It's to agitate you and get you closer to God and push you there. What do you do? To stir you up. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3, 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you both, which to stir you up. There it is again. You're pure minds by way of remembrance. You say, why, preacher? Because we have a tendency to forget. Just like John the Baptist. I mean, all the things John the Baptist saw, all the things God had done for him, and yet he's there in prison. Hey, is he the right one? Or do we look for another? And Jesus said unto him, go and show John again the things you've seen and heard. We need to hear it again. You say, why? We forget. I'll tell you another reason we need to hear it again, because we're flesh. We're flesh. We're in this flesh. This flesh is the enemy of God. The Bible said the carnal mind is the enemy of God. The flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh. In this flesh dwelleth no good thing. We're in this flesh and it fights the things of God. And we got to hear it again and again and again to battle this flesh. Because I'm going to tell you, this flesh never surrenders. It's never sanctified. It's never satisfied. And we got to hear it again and again and again and again. The heaven having shot to fight this old flesh. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. There's old John the Baptist. I mean, he was a man of God. He was the real deal, brother. He was a man, the Bible said, we saw sent from God. God had picked him out, brother. He had a supernatural birth. God filled him from the Holy Ghost, from his womb. And yet he still doubted the Lord. You say, why? Because he was flesh just like me and you. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Old John was a man. Matthew 3:3 says this, is this he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. For this James, same John came, had his raiment of camel's hair, a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Brother, you wasn't going to rattle that man. Son, that was a man of God. Brother, that was the real deal there. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Boy, you wasn't going to shake him up.
That was a real deal, boy. He come out of the wilderness with a leathern girdle, eating locusts and wild honey. I've heard several preachers say, brother, no Baptist church in the world would have had John. He was a man. He was a man of God. Look at Matthew chapter 11, what the Lord said about old John. You wouldn't rattle him. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 7. Jesus talking about John. As they departed, Jesus began to say concerning the multitudes concerning John. Look at Matthew 11, 7. He said, watch, you went out in the wilderness to see a reed shaking with the wind. He said, what did you go out to see? Somebody that just moves with the wind, doesn't have a backbone. That's what he said. You went to see somebody that didn't have no backbone, couldn't stand for nothing. Wouldn't John. But what you went out to see, a man clothed in soft raiment, behold, they that wear soft clothing are king. Hey, it's what you go see, a little sissy, that's what he said. You going to go see one of them little soft raiment? Somebody hadn't got no backbone? That wouldn't John. But what went he out to see, a prophet? Yea, and I say unto you, more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. And among those, verse 11, that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. I mean, Brother Al, that was a great man. That was a man of God. Jesus said of all the men born of woman, this was he, the greatest. And yet that man, as great as he was, you know what he was doing? He's sitting there in that prison. Hey, is he the right one? Or do we look for another? You say, what was wrong? He was flesh. You know what's wrong with me and you? Is our flesh. You know what this flesh is going to do? It's going to battle God every day. Every day it's one on its way. And you know the way, the only way you're going to combat it, you're going to have to hear it again and again and again and again and again. Go show John again. You say, why? He was flesh. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Paul said, it in me and my flesh dwelleth no good thing. The flesh against the spirit against the spirit. Galatians chapter 5. There was Elijah over there in 1 Kings chapter 18. Man, what a man of God. He was a picture of John the Baptist. He wore a leathern girdle just like John the Baptist. Over there in 1 Kings chapter 18, Miss Martha, he battled 450 prophets of Baal, 400 prophets of the grove. That's 850 of them over there. And brother, he wrote fire down from heaven, prayed it down. That was something else. That old boy, Miss Martha, he could pray and heaven wouldn't rain. Miss Rachel, he had that much power with God. He said, don't let it rain. And he could pray and rain had come down. That was a man of God there, brethren. I don't know anybody doing nothing like that. But when you go over there, 1 Kings chapter 9, 19, the next verse after his prophets of Baal, he brings fire down from heaven. You know what he's doing, Brother Al? He's sitting under a juniper tree, crying and having a pity party, saying, God, I wish you would just kill me. Jezebel's after him, a wicked woman, a woman's after him. Miss Janie's over, oh God, I wish you'd just kill me. See what happened? He's flesh. He's flesh, just like me and you. The Bible said in James chapter 5, it said about Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was flesh just like you and I, and we need to hear it again and again and again. Just like John. Because of flesh. We need to hear it again because we forget. We forget. I'll tell you what, we need to hear it again. I'll tell you another reason. Because we fall. We fall. Matthew chapter 11, John's over there. I thought he should come or do we look for another? John had fallen that day and he had fallen hard on that day. I mean, my goodness. Here's a man of God, a man sent from God. Denying the Lord Jesus. Hey! Are you the right one or not? Do we look for another? You know what life is? You know what we all do from time to time? We fall and we need to hear it again and again and again and again. We have a fallen nature. We have a fallen nurture, a fallen appetite about us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. We fall. John the Baptist that day fell. Take your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24 is a great verse. I love this verse. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. I've used it many times, preached on it many times. It's a great verse. You know what? We fall. We need to hear it again. We forget. We need to hear it again. We're flesh. We need to hear it again. We fall. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, it says, "For a just man falleth seven times." For a just man falleth seven times. We're going to fall and rise us up. There's that beautiful word. There's our friend, Mr. Again. Falling's not the problem. It's getting back up again, again, and again. Go and show John again. John's heard it and seen it. He's seen the miracles of Jesus. But he forgot. He is flesh. He fell. A just man falls seven times and rises up again. I like the illustration I heard one time by a little boy. Brother Al, he's about 6 or 7 years old, and he got him some skates for Christmas. And I'm telling you, first time you ever get on skates, whoo! You buy keys, it takes a while to figure them things out. And I used to be pretty good on it. I did when I was a young whippersnapper. I could skip around low skating ring, man, down 5 points west, man, hit them things, man. That's about the only thing I could ever do like that. But this little boy got them skates Miss Annie made, and he got them for Christmas, and he was so excited about those new shiny skates, and he jumped on the skating ring, and poof, he fell. He crawled back up, tried it again, boom, he fell. He tried it again, boom, he fell. He kept getting up, and he kept falling. Finally, a little man was over there, and he was watching him do this. He thought, you know how you are. He thought, well, that kid's going to break his neck. So he went over there to him. He said, "Son," he said, "would you please sit down?" He said, "You're scaring me." He said, "I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself." And that little boy said, "See, mister, I got these skates for Christmas, and I didn't get them to sit down. I got them to skate with." And you know what happens in a few minutes? He's skating around that ice like a pro. You know what? You and I, we'll fall sometime, but you know what we got to do? We got to get up again and again and again. We got to hear it again, just like Johnny fell that day. Brother, if he's going to fall, I got news for you. We're in big trouble. There's our buddy Peter. Oh, I love old Peter. I got so many messages on Peter. Peter had a bad disease. He suffered from foot in the mouth disease, didn't he? Whenever something come up, Brother Al, he was the first one to jump out there. Yeah. Peter, the Lord said, "Hey, I'm going up to Jerusalem. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be turned over to men. They're going to crucify me." And Peter said, "Far be it, Lord. No, no. Not when I'm around. That's not going to happen." He said, "Peter, before this night goes and the cock crows thrice, you'll deny me three times thrice." "Not me, Lord. No, no, no." "These jokers, they may deny you." That's what he said. He said, "I'll never deny you, Lord." He said, "I'll die with you." He wasn't playing. When Jesus came out, they come to get Jesus in the Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane. What did old Peter do? He took that old sword and whacked old Malchus's ear right off. Remember that? "Hey, come out there. Wow." I heard Dr. Ruckman, he's illustrated that thing and drawn it out. He said he was going for the neck. You can't hit a ear like that. You hit an ear like that, you cut him half. He said, "Hey, Peter was going for the neck and that guy ducked. And all he got was the ear." Of course, Jesus went over there and popped it back on. That would have fixed me right there. There's Peter. Hey, he said, "They might deny me. They all might do it." He is a commercial fisherman. And that night, the little damsel came to him. And before long, the Bible said, he began to curse and swear, "I know not the man." And the Bible said, "Hey, your speech betrayeth you. You were with him." He began to curse and swear. And the Bible said, he remembered. Oh, again. He remembered the words of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said he went out and began to weep bitterly. What happened? He fell. You know what he did in John chapter 21, Miss Rachel? He got over in John chapter 21. I got a message on it. And he just said, "Hey, I've had it. I've done messed up. I've done fallen. Jesus don't want nothing to do with me. And I'm just going to go up fishing." That was his old life. He said, "I'm just going back in that old life." When Jesus came to him, the Bible said he forsook his nets and followed Jesus. But that day he was so discouraged, he just fallen, got beat up out of that thing. He just said, "Hey guys,
it's done for me. I'm done. I'm going to go into fishing. Look at John, check your Bible, turn to John chapter 21. You know what, folks? We fall. We fall like Peter, like John the Baptist, like Elijah, like Paul. They all did. We got to hear it again and again and again and again. John chapter 21, there's Jesus Christ comes up there and risen from the dead. I heard David Peacock preach an incredible message about this. I will not forget. And he said, oh, the Lord came that day and met those. He said he came for one person. He was looking for one person that day. And that was a man called Peter. Because Peter had quit. He'd done got away and went out of the ministry. He said, it's over. I'm going fishing. And John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I've heard people preach about that these. I think that these is anything. Somebody said, you think it's the fish over there? He said, you love me more than those fish sitting there you just brought up? Or you love me more than these other guys? Or you? I think it's a fill in the blank, anything. He said, you love me more than these? And he said, yeah, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Saith unto him, feed my sheep. And look at verse 16. Here comes our buddy. Here he comes. And Jesus saith unto him again. He needed to hear it again, Miss Annie Mae. It wasn't enough. He told him again. He second time. He said, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said, yeah, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. Feed my sheep. He does it again. Verse 17. He saith him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And you say, why did Jesus keep repeating that to him? Because he didn't want him to forget. He didn't want him to forget how he had fallen. I want to say we need to hear it again and again and again because we forget, because we're flesh and we fall. I'll tell you another reason we need to hear it again. Because we fail. We fail. Many times in our lives we fail. We just don't succeed. The things we try to do for God, I'm going to tell you a lot of times we fail. Honest to goodness. And I know Brother Chris is this way. And his preacher, I preached messages before. Honest to goodness, Miss Martha, I never wanted to see another pulpit. I wanted to crawl under that thing and die. It was such a mess. I failed. But you know what? You get back up. You wipe the dust off of you. Get back up and you do it again. 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 You got to do it again and again. You say, why? Because we fail. We fail all the time. Proverbs, Psalms 12:1 says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children. Man, we fail. The faithful man fail. Psalm 38:10, my heart panteth, my strength faileth me. Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart faileth. My faileth, I fail. We're failures. But you know what you got to do? You got to get right back up. And get right back up. Look at Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. You know why we got to hear it again and again and again and again and again? Because we forget. We forget, just like John, I forget. Like old Aunt B used to say on Andy Griffith, she would say, land sakes alive, if your head wasn't screwed on it, you'd forget it. I forget my head sometimes, Miss Annie Mae, if it wasn't fixed on there. We forget. We're flesh. We battle this flesh every day, every second. We're flesh. We forget. I tell you what, we fall. We'll fall. The righteous, just man falleth seven times. John fell. We'll fail. Look at Luke chapter 22. There's old Peter. We talked about Peter. And Luke chapter 22. And Jesus is talking to old Peter. And this is before Peter just makes a mess of himself. And old Peter's bragging about it, you know, how he's going to take over the world. Luke 22, verse 31, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may shift you as wheat. That's a good message. But I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. You know what? It failed. It failed big time. Peter's faith failed, denied the Lord, went back to the world. But you know what? He got back up again and again with the Lord. And Peter was crucified upside down because he couldn't be, one didn't want to be crucified like his Lord and died a martyr's death. Yeah, he failed, he failed, he failed, but he got back up. wiped the dust off his pants and said, "Let's go." You know why we need to hear it again and again and again and again and again and again? Because we fail. Many things in life we fail. Over in Matthew chapter 10, I was reading it the other day. Man, that's a great, great chapter over there. The Lord tells him, he gets him disciples together, and he said, "I'm going to send you out here among sheep, among wolves, and I'm going to send you these places." And he said, "I want you to go in there and tell them about me and tell them the word and rejoice in it." And he said this, I love what he said. He said, "If they don't receive you," he said, "what I want you to do, I want you to shake the dust off your feet and go to the next one." See, you're going to fail sometimes. And there's going to people get mad at you, and people will forsake you, and things will happen, and they won't receive it. I have it all the time. You know what the Lord said? Hey, just shake the dust off your feet and just keep on keeping on. Do it again. You'll fail in this life. You'll fail as a child of God. Brother, we have to know to get back up, hit reset, hit restart, and do it again and again and again and again. Greatest basketball player that ever lived, Michael Jordan, said this. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career." This is Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player that ever lived. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I have lost single-handedly almost 300 games. On 26 occasions, I have been entrusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed and lost the game." And he says this, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeeded." He said, "I failed over and over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeeded." Hey, the failure's not the problem. It's that over and over and over and over and over. Hey, he just kept on going. Somebody said, big shots are little shots that just keep on shooting. Because failure's coming. Failure's coming to you. That's life. John the Baptist failed. And Jesus said, "Hey, go and show John again." We need to hear it again. Tell you about a man I read one time. Get this guy, Brother Al. Listen to this. At the age of 21, he lost his job and his business went bankrupt at 21. He ran for legislature at age 22 and lost in a landslide. He started a business at 24 and went bankrupt again. His sweetheart that he was going to marry died at the age of 20. He was 26, she died. He had a nervous breakdown when he was 27 years old. He ran a congressional race at the age of 34 and lost again. He ran another race at 36. He lost again. He ran for a Senate race at 45. He lost again. He ran as a tried to be vice president at age 47. He lost again. He ran again as a senator at age 47. He lost again. What a loser! Failure! 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 He failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Would you like to know his name? Abraham Lincoln. 52, he became president of the United States. But his whole life was a failure. You know what we do? We fail. We have to hear it again and again and again. We have to keep taking those shots we miss like Michael Jordan. We have to just keep going again and again. You say, why? Because we fail. That's the name of the game. I was at Eastern Tire about 2 weeks ago. Eastern Tire is a place where I get my tires done. And Esther's car, we thought one of the tires was flat. The tire was low, so I took it down. They're really good folks there. They've done a lot of work for me. They're on Center Point Road, and I went in there and, you know, wait on my car. And I sat in the waiting room there, sat down there, and it was full. And I was sitting there waiting, and there was a nice-looking gentleman by me, real nice-looking. Looked like a CIO man or something, really. He was CEO, maybe. So he's sitting there, and like I do when I'm there, I just said, and I had one that said paid in full. And I said, "Hey, sir, could I just give you a little gospel tract to read while you're sitting here?" He looked at me, "Ha! Pearl Lake Baptist Church. One of them Baptist churches don't know anything, right?" I said, "What are you talking about?" "He is Church of Christ." He said, "You know Acts 2:38? He is loud. And I have never in all the years I've ever witnessed Miss Liz ever had anybody this obnoxious and belligerent, loud, and all these people in there." He
You ever read Acts 2:38? I said, I know what it says. Repent, confess, and be baptized on the mission. I know what it says. I said, you ever read Acts 16:31? And you know, we started going a little bit. And he said he was loud. And I said, I tell you what, I'm not going to talk to you and argue with you in front of these people. I said, let's go outside and sit on that bench. He said, I know you don't want to talk in front of these people because you don't want them to know what you believe and how wrong you are. I said, no, I don't want to make a fool out of me and you. Let's go outside and talk. I got up and there was 7 or 8 more people in there. And I got up before I left, Brother Kurt, Chris. I went by and I said, could I give you a gospel tract? Could I give you a gospel tract? Nobody would take one. They run the whole thing, that man did. Nobody would take one. Well, I went out there just like I said. And I sit there at the little bench they got outside. I sit there at that bench and he was sitting there. I just looked at him. He didn't want to talk. He wanted to be a troublemaker, see. I said, we'll go out here. No, he didn't come out. I said, let's come out there and we'll look at the Bible. We'll see what the Bible says. And I just looked at him. After about 10 minutes, he didn't come out. You know what that was? That was a failure. I failed. I could have quit. I could have said, hey, Lord, man, that was a bad deal, God. I'm not going to pass out any more tracts today. I've had enough of this. I got up off the bench there about 10 minutes later, and I walk over there, look at my car. They're working on it. Tell Brother Al about this guy this morning. There's a black man sitting there, and he goes probably in his 50s. And he was standing there, and he had a little truck, and they were working on his truck. And I went up to him, and I like to give black people get out of hell free cards. White folks don't understand them. I didn't figure that out. They look at you like a rabbit looking at a ping pong table. What's that about? Black people, they get it. They'll start laughing. They know, hey, yeah. White folks, they don't know enough about the Bible to even talk to them about it. So I give him a track. I give the black folks a get out of hell free card. And he was standing there, this black man. And I mean, I done had it out with this guy, you know. I mean, it was a failure. Could have quit. But I said, let me give you a little card. And he said, I can't hear what you're saying. I was there when I was born. I was born there. And he said, I can read your lips if you talk slow. And I said, are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And this beautiful human being that stood before me, Miss Rachel, he has a deaf church. He was born deaf. He said, he told me, I was born deaf for the glory of God. And this guy was booming and shining like brother, like he, nothing you never seen. And me and him, we just had a glorious time. He gave me one of his little cards. Now here's the thing. Body just got mad and quit right then and said, ah, hey, it was a failure. Good night. I never got to meet that beautiful guy. You see, you do it again. And 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 you fall and you fail. And you keep going. You say, why do you keep going, preacher? I'm going to tell you, you just fail and you forget. And I want to say this morning, you do it again because of the fruit. Because of the fruit. Hey, John's over there. Hey, are you the right one? Do we look for another? And Jesus said, hey, go and show John again the things he's seen and heard. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor has the gospel preached unto them. And, oh yeah, blessed is the man. You should not be offended in me. You know what it's about? It's about the fruit. You do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again for the fruit. I saw on TV this week, these farmers getting killed. This is the worst year farmers have ever had in this country, some of them. I was watching them. And they're talking to some of these farmers. The Trump tariffs are killing them. They planted all these soybeans. Now they can't sell them because China won't buy them because of the tariffs. And there's so much going on. And the floods came in, they were talking about. And so they decided, this one guy said, they can't take my soybeans, so I'm going to plant this cotton. And he had a whole acres full of cotton. He showed it. And the floods came. And he went out there and grabbed a piece of cotton and squeezed it. And it just came out water. He said, it's useless. There's nothing there. And they said, what are you going to do? He said, there ain't nothing we can do but plow it up and go back and plant it again. You see, sometimes you fail and you fall, but all you can do is go back and plow and plant again. You say, why? Because of the fruit. You can't quit. You just keep going again and again and again and again. We go out, we try a prayer booth. We try that, they work a little bit. We hold up signs, we preach on streets, we pass up tracts. You say, why do we do it again and again and again? Because of the fruit. Just like those farmers, Miss Liz, all we can do, one of them said, all we can do is close our eyes and pray and plow. That's all we can do, they said. All we can do is close our eyes and pray and plow. Start planting. That's all this church can do. You say, why do you keep going again and again and again and again and again and again? You do it for the fruit. You do it for the fruit. Just keep going. Some leave, some stay, but you know what? You just keep going again and again and again. I talked to this black preacher last week, Brother Green Calhoun's his name. He is such a blessing. He's one of the chaplains there at Jimmy Hale Mission. He's 70-something years old. I've been trying to get back in Jimmy Hale Mission, so I called Brother Green to see if he could help me get back in there. And I called him, and black people, they speak to me. I must have some black blood in there somewhere. They can tell me things. And this old preacher, he was such a blessing to me. And I was talking to him, and I said, Brother Greenwell, how's your church doing? He said, church is doing, it's doing great, Brother Terry. He said, we're doing great. Oh, he said, God's just blessing us. You know how they talk? He's blessing us. And I said, well, glory to God, Brother Green. I said, how many you got? He said, Brother Terry, we got 10 precious souls in our church. And I said, well, Brother Green, how long have you been there? He pastors. Listen to this. First Baptist Church of East Lake. That was a booming place years ago, Miss Rachel. I said, Brother Green, how long have you been there? He said, Brother Terry, I've been there 17 precious years. 17 precious years. And I said, Brother Green, how many people did you have back in? Oh, he said, Brother Terry, we had over 100 back in those days. He said, but glory to God, we got 10 precious souls right now. He said, why does he keep going? Because of the fruit. You do it again. As you say, 10 don't seem like many. Hey, take us all out to Ruth Chris today and you'll get a good perspective of how much 10 is. It's a lot of 10s, a lot of folks, when you got to give an account to God one day. Jesus had 12, all he had, one of them was the devil. Brother Stan Scott's over there in McDonald's Chapel. Brother Al came from his church. Let me tell you can go all over the country and you won't hear a better preacher than Stan Scott. I'm telling you, he's the real deal. I've known him for a long time. I've known him when he couldn't hardly say his name, really. And that fellow's over there, been there for 4 years now. You know how many people he's got? He told me the other day, 10 people. He don't have a piano player. He don't have a song leader. He has Wednesday night services. He has Sunday school. He has Sunday morning worship. He has Sunday night worship. He just keeps going for 4 years. He drives about 40 minutes where he lives to get here every time. You say, why in the world is he doing? Why does he keep going again and again and again? Well, that's you people. I'll tell you why. It's because of the fruit that's out there. You never know. You just keep going again and again. And he said, go show John again. He said, hey, those blind people, they're receiving their sight. Those lame people, they're walking again. Those lepers, they're being cleansed. Those deaf, they're hearing again. And those poor folks are getting the gospel preached to them. You say, why do you do it again and again? Why do you keep going to this church preaching? Why do you go out there and doing signs? Why do you do the track? I do it simple because of the fruit. I know the fruit's here. I see people in this church all over the place passing out gospel tracts. You know what that is? That's a fruit. That's what you're looking for. I do it because of the fruit. I do it over and over and over and over again. Because of the fruit. Because I'm going to tell you, brother, we're going to fail, we're going to fall, we're going to forget, we're flesh. But you do it again and again and again for the fruit. Like those old farmers, you just close your eyes and you plow and you plant and pray. Say, God, do something with this fruit, Lord. Do something with this seed, God. Do something with it, Lord. Unless you do it, Lord, nothing to get done. You see why? You just keep plowing. You keep planting.
You keep praying. You say, why? Just that fruit. Just that fruit that's going to come up one day. Just doing what God wants you to do. Years ago, I learned a poem. I learned two poems in school. I learned a poem, and I had to say this one in class. I remember it. I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember this one. I don't know it by heart down. I have to say it up here. But the teacher worked with me on this thing to try to, for some reason, I don't know why. And it says this, 'Tis a lesson you should heed, try again. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Then your courage should appear, for if you will persevere, you will never conquer, never fear, try again. Once or twice, though you should fail, if you would at least prevail, try again. If we strive, 'tis no disgrace, though we did not win the race, what should you do in that case? Just try again. If you find your task is hard, try again. Time will bring you your reward, try again. All that other folks can do, why with patience should not you? If you'll just try again. You say we keep doing it again and again and again and again and again. You say why? We do it for the fruit. I've had people cuss me out. I've had them knock cracks out of my hand. I had some the other day throw tracks on the ground right in front of me like I'm going to lay down and cry, you know, different things, and trying to discourage you and all kind of different things along the way. But you just got to get up, go again, another track. I told you a while back, about a year or so ago, I gave a guy a track. He cursed me out and all this kind of business and there at the park, and I just kept going. The next track I passed out, Miss Martha, right around the corner was a 15-year-old black girl and led her to the Lord. You say, why don't you do it again and again and again and again and again and again? You do it for the fruit. That's why you do it. You keep going, you keep going. You have good days, bad days, but you know what you do? You just keep doing it again and again and again and again. I was out at the park Wednesday, and boy, it's been hot this week. Real hot, walking. And it was humid. And I was walking there, and there was a black lady in front of me. She is a heavy-set lady in her 60s, and she had her rag. It was so hot. I mean, we were sweating. She was had that rag, and bless her heart, she was having a hard time walking that thing. She is. She had her granddaughter with her. And I gave her a get-out-of-hell-free card. She loved it. She was, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know how they do. Thank you, Jesus. And she said, thank you for passing that down. Thank you, preacher. And I said, well, I don't have to ask you if you're saved. She said, oh, glory to God, I'm saved, blessed. You know, I'm waiting for the Lord to come back, man. She was just on fire. And she said, preacher, I'm so glad you're passing these out. She said, just keep doing it again and again and again. The Lord just gives me stuff for my sermons. It's amazing. She told me this. She said, preacher, I had a brother named Maine. We called him Maine, is what she said. And she said, he was a lot younger than I was. And she said, all of us children, she said, was saved but Maine. She said, Maine just didn't want anything to do with God. And she said, I tried to witness to Maine. And she said, I tried to get to him. And she said, he just wouldn't receive the Lord. He just wouldn't listen. And she said, a week and a half ago, we buried Maine. She said this. She said, preacher, 2 days before he got died, and he died unexpectedly, dropped dead at work of a heart attack. She said, 2 days before he died, she said, I led Maine's to the Lord. You know what she said? She said, I just kept saying it again and again and again and again. She said, he never listed and never listed and he never listed. But she said, bless God, that day he listed. And she said, preacher, just keep giving those little things out again and again and again and again. She said, because there's a bunch of Maines out here. They got to hear it again. Go and show John again. Let's bow our heads to prayer this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, for telling us again and again and again and again. Lord, you told me so many times before I got saved. And boy, Lord, it took a while, Father. First few times, Lord, I remember years and years, you weren't anything to do with me. But Lord, that one day it's sucking in. That one again came. Lord, help us to keep on keeping on. We forget, Lord, like old John. He forgot. Great as he was, he still forgot. And Lord, we're flesh, just like John. Lord, he was a great man, filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Man of God, sent from God, man. But he was flesh. All those men were. And we fell like old Peter. Peter fell, and he failed. We'll do it, Lord. We can't quit. We can't quit, Lord. We can't quit because of the fruit. This old church may not look like much, God, but there's a lot of fruit that comes out, Lord. There's a lot of fruit because people keep going again on the streets. They keep passing out tracks again. They keep doing it again. That track rack, I had to fill it up this morning, Lord, because people are getting those tracks out again. And again, I had to put a new box of Get Out of Hell Free cards out this morning, Lord. Thank you. Because people are getting those cards again and again and again. Lord, we just love you this morning. I'm so excited. So glad I'm saved this morning, Lord. What a blessing, Father. Pray your blessing upon the rest of the day, and even so, come, Lord Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.